Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your quizmaster for the day, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia can be played however you want, whether that is on your own, against a colleague, or a friend. Our 3 rounds today will be Grammy Winners, Dreamy Songs, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 15. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn a bit about pop history and share your scores. I love to see everyone that plays this game from all over the world. And today's shout out goes to our players over in Christchurch, New Zealand. Thank you so much for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll go through all of the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, it's all about Grammy winners, the artists who shined enough to take home a trophy at the annual Grammy Awards. We have 5 questions for you about Grammy winners, with 1 point available for each correct answer. Let's kick it off with question 1. Which New Zealand star took home the award for Song of the Year in 2014 with the track Royals? Question 2. Which duo won the Grammy Award for Best New Artist in 1990, only to then have it revoked? Question 3. Which song by Christopher Cross that shares its name with an Olympic sport won the Grammy for Record of the Year in 1981? Question 4. Which old Hollywood star took home Album of the Year in 1962 for a live performance at Carnegie Hall? Question 5. Which song by Taylor Swift won Best Music Video in 2016 for a clip that featured about a dozen cameos? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Dreamy Songs. You're about to hear 5 clues about hit songs, all of which have the word dream somewhere in their title. For each song title that you can correctly guess, you'll nab 1 point. Let's get to it. Question 6. This was a number 1 hit single and also the name of a hit album for Katy Perry in 2011. Question 7. This 1973 track was a breakthrough hit and signature song for the band Aerosmith. Question 8. Who are we to disagree that this 1983 single was a breakthrough hit for the British duo Eurythmics? Question 9. This 2010 track was a rap-sung hit for Nelly, with a title that refers to a possible fantasy. Question 10. This 2004 track was about walking a lonely road and a big hit for the band Green Day. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist, as each clue will reveal more information. The sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just one clue, and down to only 1 point if you get it on the last clue. Here we go. Who am I? Clue number one. I was born on the 9th of September, 1975, in British Columbia, Canada. Clue 2. Growing up, I listened to Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett, and always aspired to either be a singer or an ice hockey player. In my late teens, I began doing gigs and entering various talent contests. Clue 3. Through a series of fortunate events, I got the opportunity to sing at a high-profile wedding, where I met the producer David Foster. This led to the release of my debut self-titled album in 2003. Clue 4. I carved a niche for myself in the charts through the 2000s, performing renditions of jazz and big band standards, but I also began to have original hit songs as well, like the song Home and Haven't Met You Yet. Clue 5. My 2011 Christmas album was a blockbuster hit, becoming one of the best-selling albums of the last 20 years. That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after the break to reveal all the answers. And we are back. Grab your scorecard and tally it up, commencing with round one, Grammy winners. Question one. Lord won Song of the Year for Royals. Question two. Milli Vanilli. The Grammy Award was revoked after a scandal broke that the vocals on their hit songs were not by either member of the duo. Question three. Sailing by Christopher Cross. Question 4. Judy Garland won Album of the Year for Judy at Carnegie Hall. Question 5. Bad Blood won Best Music Video. The memorable clip featured many stars such as Selena Gomez, Jessica Alba, and Cindy Crawford. Continuing on to round two, Dreamy Songs. You were given clues about hit singles, all of which had the word dream somewhere in their title. We were looking for question six, Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. Question seven, Dream On by Aerosmith. Question eight, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by Eurythmics. Question 9, Just a Dream by Nelly. And question 10, Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music star from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Michael Bublé. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you needed. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow us on Instagram, at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on and let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support our show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content too. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. And we hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.